that the vote was stolen, and he's already filed several lawsuits. So what could a change of power in the United States mean for us? On this side of the pond, I'm joined now by Dr. Robert Gucci, senior lecturer in critical digital media practice at Lancaster University, and he's edited a book called The Trump Presidency, Journalism and Democracy. Robert, good morning to you. Just how surprising do you think it is the reaction we're seeing from Donald Trump?
Well, yeah, no, good morning to you, too. I don't know that we're there yet, that we know that Joe Biden has actually won. If we have so many Republicans, you know, who are in positions of political power saying that they don't recognize the outcome. It's actually quite shocking that while some start to move away from Donald Trump and are asking for a gracious exit, others are standing by and saying, you know, Donald Trump's right to question the outcome. And I think that's going to lead to, you know, Donald Trump exiting on the 20th of January with his hands in his pockets, but also fists coming out saying that this isn't over. He may not be in the White House, but we're going to take those Democrats on. So it's a movement towards immense conflict politically for a Biden administration, if indeed that's what we're looking at.
Well, here's a question for you then. How, because I think I'm right in saying, we had this confirmed yesterday, that the Biden victory is just projected at the moment. It's not 100% officially confirmed. How likely is it that Joe Biden might not become president because of the legal action that Donald Trump is taking?
Well, I think we'd have to see immense money going into legal proceedings in the three or four states where it's most likely that there'll be some discussion. First of all, and we're going to have to ask who's going to want to spend that money, because the legal actions are going to have to be so believable that people will invest in it, both their time, their emotion, and their pocketbooks. And so I think that it's quite likely that we're going to see Joe Biden as president. But I think once he gets in, if indeed that's what happens, how much of his presidency is going to be his, and how much of it is going to be still the remains of Donald Trump or the Republicans who want to, throughout Biden's time, say that he's not a legitimate president.
If things do go ahead, if Joe Biden does become president, what do you think he will be like as president?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, we haven't really seen a lot of this. There was a really interesting article that came out, I think it was on Vox last week, that said the best thing that journalism has done for Joe Biden was to ignore him. And in fact, I heard so many of my colleagues and friends saying they wish they saw more coverage of Joe Biden as a candidate. And we really didn't see that. We saw so much about Donald Trump. That we don't know really what Joe Biden is going to be. Certainly, there's an expectation that he'll watch his mouth a little bit more, and hopefully we'll treat humans with a bit more dignity than we've seen from Donald Trump. But we have to remember that the apparatuses that Donald Trump employed, such as, you know, hyper-militarization and hyper-capitalist structures, and the hate for immigrants that is apparent still in the United States, those apparatuses are still going to be there when Joe Biden goes in, if that's what happens. And so I think that this is a much more complicated situation where we don't really know how Joe Biden is going to be as a president, and that includes his international affairs.
Okay, good to have you on. Thanks for your time this morning. Dr. Robert Gucci, a senior lecturer in critical digital media practice at Lancaster University. It's a story we're going to watch and keep an eye on, certainly. It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out as well, doesn't it, as we get ever closer to the 20th of January, which, of course, is the day that you would presume Joe Biden will be sworn in as President of the United States. Then again, we know what this year's been like. No reason why it shouldn't spill into next year. Simon Yaxley with an update on the roads for you.
Thanks very much, Mike. Yeah, not looking too bad, actually. Most of the major routes coping fairly well this morning. No problems on the buses or trains, as far as I'm aware. If you know different, please let me know. I'll give you the number in just a moment. Roadwork wise, in Millham on the 5093 in both directions, it's closed for resurfacing work between Huddleston Road and Green Road Station turnoff. Elsewhere around the county, Little Corby Road between Little Corby and Newby East has been closed for bridge maintenance. maintenance work. And in Carlisle, Upperby Road, temporary lights and roadworks near to Kirklands Road. That's in place until later this month. Silloth, the B5300, there's electricity work and temporary lights at between Cumberland Inn and the Crofts. And at Maryport, main road in a 596. Gas main work and temporary lights near to the Solway Industrial Estate. Whitehaven's Branstead Row has roadworks and temporary lights near to Tesco's. And that's in place until the end of the month. And at Hensingham on the B5295 Main Street, you'll find electricity work and temporary lights near to Richmond Hill Road. If you spot a problem, give us a call if it's safe and legal to do so. 0345 305 3939. I'll have more for you in around 30 minutes.
On the way in the next 10 minutes, though, we'll check out all the sports news that you need for a Tuesday morning with Adam Johnson. The weather for today as well comes from Lisa Gallagher. First, though, at exactly 8:30, the news headlines are from Heather Wainwright.
The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, says he's told the NHS to be ready to begin vaccinating people against COVID-19 from the beginning of December. But he stressed the vaccine would only be given if the government was confident it's clinically safe. A vaccine made by Pfizer has been shown to be more than 90% effective in trials, but has not yet been approved. The number of patients in South Cumbria's hospitals with coronavirus